The next patient is Kathleen Woodward. First name, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Woodward, W-O-O-D-W-A-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The patient has been compliant with the instructions and the medications. This time, the serum creatinine is 1.86, and leave it that way. The estimated GFR is 29. The serum electrolytes, the sodium is 133, the potassium is 5. The chloride is 96, and the CO2 is 26. The patient had an albumin creatinine ratio that was elevated at 43, and there was a protein creatinine ratio that was consistent with 953 milligrams in the past. For that reason, the patient was started on Farxiga. Following number, urinary tract infection. This is the second urinary tract infection that is caused by E. coli. We are going to treat with a Levaquin at an adjusted dose of 250 milligrams PO every day for 2 weeks. And following that, we will continue with the nitrofurantoin, 100 milligrams on daily basis. And we are going to repeat the culture and the sensitivity in order to make sure that the patient is not infected. If the urinary tract infection persists, we have to discontinue the use of the Farxiga. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The patient has a triglycerides that are slightly elevated at 204. Following number, the sleep apnea that is treated with the CPAP. She has a remote history of a malignant neoplasm of the breast. That is in remission, and a history of a stroke in the past. The blood pressure is under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 5 weeks with laboratory workup.